Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 1st of April. The number of market traders old enough to remember the X-Files is dwindling, but those who are left are no doubt muttering under their breath, "I want to believe." Markets are desperate for good news and will seize on any hint of that with regard to the Gulf War. US President Trump is to address the United States this evening. That may or may not add much to our stock of knowledge. It will depend on whether Trump stays on script or starts talking about other subjects: interior decor, birthright citizenship, and the cessation of building works on the mega ballroom are all potential deviations. However, Trump did indicate that the United States was prepared to retreat from the Gulf without an agreement with Iran. That certainly does raise the possibility of an earlier end to the war. As to have an agreement, there would first have to be direct negotiations, and those do not appear to have been taking place. A US retreat would leave the Iranian government in firmer control of the country and presumably in a new position of dominance with regard to the Strait of Hormuz. What has given markets further optimism about the possibility of active war being concluded are comments from the Iranian side, signalling that they too could see an end to the war. However, Iran has demanded war reparations. As the US has already run up a large fiscal bill, traditional reparations from the state seem unlikely. Instead, the idea of a tariff or toll on shipping passing through Hormuz could be claimed by Iran as repaying the costs of war damage. The amounts talked about so far would raise the cost of living in Gulf states, which would have to pay more for imports via Hormuz, and would also add to the cost of oil and gas leaving the Gulf. Though in the case of the latter, the cost would probably not be economically significant at a global level. US retail sales data for February, of course, comes before the effects of the war, but it should show the US consumer resilient in the face of higher prices from tariffs. That is important because the mechanism for paying tariffs, US consumers cutting their savings rates, can also apply for a time to paying for higher gasoline prices. Obviously, consumers cannot run down a savings rate indefinitely, but it does allow for a short-term period of stable consumption, even as US consumer spending power is being eroded. There is business sentiment data from the States for March, and we have the Japanese Tankan business sentiment poll already released. Political bias in the former and the partially pre-war nature of the latter reduce the value of these as indicators. South Korea has signalled ongoing economic activity at a global level with its export data, which was stronger again in March by quite a notable margin. This was semiconductor-led, with exports in that category hitting a record. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.